To the Ether. Today is Wednesday, January 12th, 2022. This episode of the Ether is brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Be sure to follow them on Twitter and join the community in Discord for the most up-to-date news and announcements regarding all the hot new NFT launches, platform upgrades, and new projects hitting the secondary marketplace. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. Today on the Ether, we have the Galactic Gang, Psychedelics, Alpha, and more. Let's take a listen.
In the art itself, and then in the program, you can go in and animate those different pieces differently and have different effects going on in each section.
That is banging, you know. Sort of technology that I'm looking for at the moment, and it's... You know, I've got a little database of graffiti artists and London street artists, musicians that want videos, people that just want technical support, and people that I want to advance into the new age of graffiti. Because I think that this is a new age of graffiti where graffiti writers and people that do big memorials on walls and stuff and have to leave it and someone will come and spray over it. It gives them a chance to save the work, document the work, do more things to the work, and then display it to the public. You know what I'm saying? So it's not a lost piece of treasure.
Exactly.
That's I see a lot of graffiti. It's like lost treasure. I used to follow Banksy around when I was young, right? In London. If you ever knew who Banksy was, he's like a notorious London artist that just leaves work on the road and he doesn't really ask for anything in return. And he does a lot of things for the community. He came down to my area, Croydon, and did a whole shop down there and was giving out like free art to the community.
Nice.
It's free art to the community. So it's obviously worth something because it's an original Banksy. But a lot of people didn't know it was. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So he's huge and his work sells for millions. So definitely.
In London, you can pick up off the street. Literally, he just leaves it on a corner or like, so Londoners never really took it seriously until it hit the auction houses. But I used to go to university and just come out of university and there'll be a new piece on the street.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. Yeah. Like even for example, like with one of Chris's pieces, we like brought it back from the death. Like there was a mural that he did down in Miami in this juice shop. And the juice shop has since closed and shuttered and hasn't opened since. And this mural is just living inside of this place that nobody can go in. And so all we had was a few images of this mural. And from that, we were able to make a vector of the image that we used to make merchandise of it. And then from that, we built out an animated 3D experience for it. And then now that animated 3D model lives forever. So it's pretty cool.
That's crazy, right? And It's like when I speak to the artists in London about how to preserve work, it's something that they can't see until I actually bring people along that actually are like, look, this is what we are doing. This is what can happen. This is what the future is going to hold. And I really do see a big, big platform for graffiti artists in the future. I'm trying to help build that platform. I want to make sure that it's a worldwide platform because graffiti is a worldwide thing. And even things from like old graffiti, you know, how can we bring back some of these old pieces that are like lost in the archives? Do you know what I'm saying? Into a 3D, a 3D different kind of reality. You know what I'm saying? Like even Andy Warhols and Basquiat's and things like that, what happens when you put them into a virtual world? Do you understand?
Right. I'm sure somebody will.
Well, that's what we're trying to do. That's what we're trying to do down here in London. I'm actually trying to do that and secure a building where you can come and look at physical projects as well as go online and see the virtual reality of the same project. So if you live in America, the building that we're looking to purchase is 3D mapped out. The art inside, you can go inside, visit it. You have membership. It's like I've got a whole plan in action.
Beautiful. Nice, man. Well, congrats.
Like-minded people to kind of come along and on the ride and see if we can work together on a couple of things. But I don't want to take up too much of your time. I appreciate what you guys are talking about, and your whole thing is amazing.
Well, thank you for joining us. We're out there, and let's keep on uniting and creating a beautiful world, both in reality and on the ethers of the metaverse. So we can find more people who resonate with our vibe of art and positivity and creation. And hopefully that's how we can turn the tides of vibration back to some kind of balance.
That's a beautiful thing. And I appreciate you guys tonight, because there's a lot of artists on here doing a lot of stuff, but I haven't seen no one doing what I'm trying to do. And it's the first time that I spoke to a group of people that I feel on the same wavelength as me for once. Do you know what I mean? And when I say the same wavelength, I'm talking about where it comes to like graffiti, art, VR, the whole futuristic dream of it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to do. You guys are
nice
doing it.
Nice for the resonance. Bro.
Thank you for joining, man.
Yeah, definitely. That's a good ask question, and thanks for asking it and bringing it, whatever you had to say. There was the one thing that you said about like you were talking crazy. People thought you were crazy for like 4 years. That's because you're onto something big before people can even see it's become like a reality. And so like you're a trendsetter, you know. Like my dad always said that I've always been good at seeing trends happen as they're happening, whereas most people go on their day by day, 9 to 5 or whatever, they have this internal clock that they don't have anything of freedom to go look outside the barrier, whereas your eyes can see a little bit deeper, and you'll be congratulated for that. So you'll take that to your advantage, and that's what usually happens. Like even with crypto, like I was collecting crypto, like I had Bitcoin back in 2012 and I had no idea what I was doing, and then 2017 people thought I was crazy, and then I am a little crazy, but then it just, everything paid off. And so, that's a good thing to have, to be ahead of the cusp like that is, amazing. So, keep learning and keep adapting, keep asking questions, and we're always here to help and try and help people, and shit, maybe we can have a collaboration where we can have some UK stuff come to life for us. So maybe it's more than just Chris's art. We can have all kinds of street art do that. So, all right. Next up is, I believe, is Ad Hog, and then Law, and then Taylor, and then Killer.
Yo, what up? Hey, Chris. Thank you for holding the space, and to the Galactic Gang and D's and everybody. This is epic, especially for a kid like me from Santa Cruz, where like Jimbo Phillips is a legend. We grew up with his art. It's part of our identity. It's like who we are. The Screaming Hand is like our badge of honor.
right. I got the tattoo on my leg.
Yeah, hell yeah, bro. So like to when I ran into your art like 10 years ago, 12 years ago on the festival scene, like I was like, oh shit, man, like this is what's up. Like this is that next level. And it really brought together like my kind of evolution with psychedelics and just music and art in general. And to see someone like taking the vibe of what we grew up with as kids on our skates and like taking that to like the next level of consciousness was just epic. And so thank you for your art first and foremost, and second, I did have a question. Like, so out here in Santa Cruz we have MAPS, which is the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies, and they do some really cool groundbreaking work with clinical studies with psychedelics. Do you think that there's a space in, I guess, VR, augmented reality, where you could use or create a psychedelic experience for like clinical use? Or do you feel that like psychedelic experiences are wholly natural and to the individual, and it has to be had by them?
Yeah, that's a good question. First of all, foremost, thank you so much for your nice words and compliments. I remember when I was 7-year-old in Lima, Peru growing up, and the first Santa Cruz Skateboards graphics came through, I was like, what the fuck's this shit? I want to be part of it. I want to do skateboard graphics. This is the best art I've ever seen. It really resonated with me. So I grew up drawing and imitating that. And that's why there's a Jim Phillips, Jim and Jimbo Phillips, father and son, influence on my art. Later on, once I started getting up there in the skate art community, me and Jimbo became friends, and I've been to Santa Cruz and I've hanged out with him, and he's taken me to his studio and to his father's studio. And we've also done a collaboration painting where I did one skateboard and he did another skateboard, making one giant face. So that was a fucking honor and a half. That's that's one of those paintings that I never want to sell, you know?
It's
in my kitchen. I look at it while I make my food. I guess he would probably like if I sold it. But he has also never told me like, hey, Chris, let's get some money. He's just kind of like stoked to collaborate. He's a nice guy, and hell yeah. As for your question, I've worked with MAPS before. I've done speeches for MAPS Canada a couple times in their workshops. So I'm in touch with them. And this question came up in our last Twitter spaces. So I hit them up and it's like, hey, it'd be great to collaborate with you guys a little bit more. I'm seeing if we can maybe get Rick Doblin to give a speech for the next event, make him part of the gang, maybe donate some money to his organization to keep on the research of psychedelics and natural spiritual medicines and portals to the other dimension to help humanity get their heads out of their asses. As for replicating the psychedelic experience, yeah, we're out there doing it. Even past the VR experience, I've already worked with animators creating psychedelic experiences just as animations. I remember doing a prayer a couple years ago when COVID first hit. I made a shamanic prayer just that came from my heart. And I had this animator called Bert Veracruz do this DMT pattern overlaying over my face. And it got to like 100,000 people on Instagram, and people really felt the energy passing through them. A lot of people told me like, damn, I had a DMT release from that animation and prayer, both from the intention and energy of my heart, but also from the animations replicating the psychedelic experience. So I know that we can stimulate more of our DMT releases with this kind of artwork. And I guess like virtual reality is the next level of bringing you into that space. If you ever done Android Jones's virtual reality dome experience, that's pretty much getting into another dimension too. Sure. it's we're at the dawn of it.
I've hit him up at least 4 times saying the same thing.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. I just find it fascinating, just the convergence of, you know, I guess what's always kind of been like a physical and personal experience, or not physical, but just more on the bio level, and now it's transitioning to the digital, which is an interesting time in space, you know. And so I just thought it'd be interesting. Right.
Well, it's a simulation, and the simulation, right, when we're in the VR, we think, like when I was painting with the spray can video game the other day, it looked like I was on a rooftop in LA or something, and I was like, wow, this is amazing, and there's this never-ending sunset, and there's birds flying above my head, and I was like, wow, I was having a good time just because I felt like I was outside, even though I was in a living room on a cold Denver afternoon. So the same goes when you're like in a super trippy psychedelic experience, your brain will be tricked to some degree to get into that space. Now, the only thing that I would say is lacking from that experience is the actual entity soul that shows up in these psychedelic moments. Because, you know, we're dealing with aliens, and perhaps the VR is not fully bringing the portal to this alien, but who knows? Maybe doing psychedelics and doing that psychedelic experience would be like some next level shit. But I've always let at least ayahuasca do her thing and trust when's the right time to get visions and what's the right time to just be in darkness and think about who the fuck I am.
For sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
For that a little bit. Like, if you put on the Oculus and you play a game that you have like elevated experience and you fall, it like you'll fall over. You can like if you're not like accustomed to it, like it makes you feel like you get like butterflies. It's pretty gnarly what a vision can do to make your body senses act a certain way. It's really weird, trippy. And I've gotten better at it, but I will have to say I did do that once. So I don't know how I got this. Like right after college, my friend somehow got like the HoloLens, like the really expensive ones. They're crazy as they're gnarly. But somehow he got it for testing, and he's like, I don't know, do you want to test it? And I was like, oh hell yeah. And this is like probably I would say 2016 is when I got the HoloLens the first time, and I was testing it. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna take acid and I'm gonna just like go balls to the wall and write down everything. And dude, it was great, but I like completely fried my eyeballs with their, cause I don't know. I was probably did it for like 10 hours straight, not knowing that it could be bad and harmful in my eyes. And at an earlier, it's like an early model. I'm sure that's a little bit better now, but man, I crispified them. But dude, it was,
you lost the ability to see the color red after that.
Maybe my dad is colorblind, so maybe I hit that trait. But it was a crazy experience. That was the first experience, and it blew my mind. And from then on, I kind of knew that we were going to live into this world. This is the coolest part. So I could take, like, I would be looking at the wall, and you could have completely different monitor screens right there. So, like, for example, I was like, all right, I'm going to study for this test. So instead of having like a bunch of different screens out, I could just put the screen onto my wall and then put one below it with a different one on and a different one on and a different one. And so instead of having two monitors, I had like 14 monitors right in front of my face. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is literally insane.
Nice. Sounds like a fun time, man.
It was fun. But that was a little tangent. I'm also a little high now. But all right. Law, you're up.
Hey, how's it going, everyone?
Fantastic.
So I joined a little into the space when I heard something about y'all are going to be doing something for the Gym and Jam in Tucson this year. And that's something, you know, I'm a Tucson native and I attend it every year. And I definitely want to know more about that and what y'all are up to for it.
Yeah, I explained a little bit about it a little bit earlier. I'm doing two events. One is the Crypto Crystal Convergence, which is going to be a bunch of speeches and live painting and hip hop events. And that's a 3-day situation I wish I had the flyer on me, but I could look for it. But
we'll post it closer as it comes closer to it.
Yeah. Thank you, Kyle. And so that there I'll be live painting and giving a speech and just vibing and hanging out. It's an hotel. And then the main party is at this gallery, the gallery that Savvy painted the entrance. I can't remember the name for it, but it's a cool spot there. And then for Gym and Jam, I'll just be at the festival live painting as I usually do. I'll just be, I don't know if they'll put me up on stage this year or put me by my booth. We'll see what the setup is, but yeah, I'll be there working on a canvas and just talking to people who walk by, so you can come and hang out. I also have my booth with my products, and we'll have a couple new ones for you there. We ordered them last night. We'll have them in time, hopefully.
That's awesome, man. I'm following the pages, so I'm looking forward to seeing, looking forward to coming and meeting you guys out there and seeing what you guys got in store.
Awesome. Thank you so much, man. I look forward to meeting you.
In Tucson as well. I went to U of A. I graduated from there. Bear down. But Gym and Jam's actually where I started my festival scene. I've been Gym and Jam probably eight times now, and got me into it. That's where I met. That's why I got my first hat from you, Chris. I don't even know. Like, when did you go? 2016 or something like that? And then ever since, I've never worn actually a different hat, like a different styles from you, but I have never actually changed the hat.
You were indoctrinated to Posse Creations for life.
Too good. There's like, dude, it's just, they're too fine. But, and now that I'm working in another wavelength, so cool.
Well, thanks for being such a loyal, you know, tribe gang member. It's awesome.
Gang. All right. So I think Taylor, you're up, and then Killer.
Yeah, I just jumped up earlier to say to recommend Lightform to whoever was talking about projection mapping. It's super cool. They've got a couple different models, and Electrify, you covered it, but didn't want to jump off without saying, hey, enjoyed the space. I feel like you guys put on some of the most entertaining spaces. So it's been fun hanging out. And Electrify, I just wanted to also say the stuff you guys are doing is really cool. Like probably the most impressive AR work that I've seen anywhere yet. So I've actually got a couple of projects that I might reach out to you about, one with Dirty Bird Records. So hope to connect. Amazing. But love the space. Nice.
Amazing. Yeah. Thank you, Taylor. That's that's pretty sweet. We actually used to be we produce Dirty Bird's enamel pins for them, like their official just kind of logo enamel pins. So we're sort of in with them, so that would be awesome.
Oh, nice. All right, cool. Well, I'll hit you up offline.
Sweet. Yeah, thank you for the kind words, man. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, also, I just realized that IRL, the gallery here in Denver, is like two blocks from my place. So signed up for a membership. So looking forward to the 420 events and anything else that the Galactic Gang is doing there.
Super cool. Yay. We like IRL. I forgot my pile of skateboards there. I got to pick it up soon. Some fan brought me a pile of broken skateboards, which I collect to make sculptures later on once I have 50 of them. Yeah, I'll be in your neighborhood soon.
No, that's cool. Right. We had our in-person event, and they host things monthly. You go on their website, and you can see the schedule. They have, like, crypto meetups and stuff. So if you want to, like, learn about, you know, some people that are local to Denver and that's a good way, and like they're building a good community, and they're also kind of the art people behind ETH Denver, so they definitely have that connection as well, and they're good people. So and they host things like two or three times a month, honestly, or maybe even more. So definitely check that out.
Yeah, I reached out to them because I was looking for like a list of after events. I know like Tie Dye Ninjas is doing something there, but a couple of the people from the like blockchain that I work for are coming in from all over the world and wanted to have a few events lined up for our team to attend. They recommended a couple of things, but I saw that IRL has an event on Saturday this weekend with Pathway, which is pretty tight. Pathway makes some like really dope tribal bass music. I mean, that whole place is just super cool. I was like, all right, they put on crypto events that like help educate people and have physical and digital art displays and function one sound with live music, and it's usually bass or house. Like this is like my heaven.
Yeah, that sounds pretty great.
With dope music. I know. I was thinking the same thing. That's an amazing place. You just gotta talk to Jake and Annie and submit the forms, and you can rent it out from them.
Oh, sick. Okay, cool. Well, thanks, guys. I'll jump down. Don't want to take more time, but always good chatting.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Taylor.
Now you're up, Killer, and then it goes Charlie, Crypto, and then I can't see your name, but Dolphin DNA.
Yo, what's up, my artist friend Chris Dyer? This is your artist friend Rob from Killer Acid. How are you doing?
Oh, what's up, dude? Killer Acid. How you doing?
Yeah. I'm great, man.
I remember meeting you back in Brooklyn, I believe. I don't know if you remember meeting me, but I got one of your stickers. And you were doing some kind of toy trade show. What was it? The name of it? Can you remember? But yeah, that's how I started following you and checking out your stuff. And I'm really happy to see how well you're doing these days.
Thanks, man. You as well. I'm psyched about this. Your collection's amazing. I'm psyched to have gotten a couple from the Mint, and that is mind blowing. I love how you pulled that off. I saw some of the previews, and I was like, I don't know how he's going to make all this fit together, but man, the project turned out so rad. So
thank you.
Thank you for buying early too.
That was awesome.
Yeah, I'm pretty active in the NFT space. So I saw you posting about it, previewing stuff, and I knew I had to get in on get on in some of the blind minting, you know.
Totally. Are you doing what?
I've been mostly selling just one-on-one stuff on Super Rare for a while, and I haven't really done a generative project yet because I don't know. I just haven't found the exact thing I want to make yet. So it's kind of a labor-intensive process. But yeah, I don't know. Seeing just what I like come out, it's just been really inspiring. So,
thank you for your support.
Yeah, man, of course. I was going to echo the previous sentiment from the gentleman in Santa Cruz. That's where we're located now. It's where we have our studio and like a little gallery. Oh, nice. So if you ever make it out to Santa Cruz again on your travels, just give me a heads up.
I'd love to go to Santa Cruz again, both because it's beautiful, but I'd love to interview you for my podcast show. That'd be super fun.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great. I don't know. I love being here. It's a great place to, it's a great place to be, to have my studio here. So,
Gorgeous city.
I had a question for you. I wanted to know if there's any way you'd ever do like a workshop again, or if you have plans to do a different, you know, like maybe like a different setting. But thinking of doing that before COVID, and then it got all messed up. So
you mean one of my jungle medicine ones? Yeah. Yes. Well, I do have workshops planned. Actually, I had a workshop planned in Mexico in December, but I had to just pull the plug on that one just because Canada got too nutty for me and I had to get the fuck out. And now I'm kind of like grounded in the States till I figure out citizenship or something that would allow me to leave and come back in.
Oh, okay.
Just political issues. But I do definitely want to do more medicine retreats and trying to give some time and space and air from the last one that I did that unfortunately ended on a bad note, not because of me, but because of the shaman. Not trying to rush it back in, but it was fucking the favorite time of the year for me to go to the Peruvian jungle and do ayahuasca ceremonies and do art. It was like really so beautiful. And right now I got former students of mine going back there and just doing their own, not retreats, but doing their dietas and their ceremonies to keep on working on their spiritual progress. As for me, I can't go back to that retreat, even if I wanted to. So at that retreat center, I'm just figuring it out. You know, I just want to be able to go back to Peru and, you know, see my parents, see my apartment there and all that stuff. But I got to do my steps. At least I got a bank account today. That's a good step becoming, naturalized here in the United States. And hopefully I'll be able to do one of these again.
Yes.
Tell them how you were able to get your bank account.
Well, the bank account was kind of tricky. So I go to the bank and I bring my passport and my Canadian driver's license or permit and the healthcare card, which basically lets me go to the hospital and do whatever I want for forever for free. But the bank wouldn't respect those papers. But what they did ask me that they would respect is a Costco card. So then I had to go to Costco and get like a $50 Costco card. And then that's more legit than my driver's license. So it's kind of wacky, but whatever. It worked out.
Yeah. Welcome to America, right? You can get your Costco card's more valuable than the official documents. It's almost like you're gonna spend the money somewhere, right?
All right.
I really wanted to do one of your retreats at some point. I was kind of ramping up to apply to it, and then things went nuts in the world. But I think Deez would really enjoy that as well. I don't know if he's even familiar.
They were very They were very
sweet. Would enjoy this.
Oh, dude. Like, they were the best, you know, being in nature with other spiritual artists, painting and doing medicine and really just working on yourself and liberating ourselves from our chains is really the best week ever. And I miss doing them, but I just gotta, like, once again, as I said many times on this speech, I'm just allowing reality to, show what's in my future. Yeah. I'm more very in an observant point right now, doing my steps to manifest what I need to manifest. But the future is unknown. I know it's a positive future, but just I don't know how it's going to be exactly. But I do hope that it includes more ceremonies with tribe and artists. And yeah, hopefully you and these will be part of it whenever that happens.
Yeah, and you got plenty of time. No rush. Just something maybe down the line. You might, I mean, you might be able to do, you might even be able to do things like this soon in California. You know, I mean, there's a lot of things here are pretty much decriminalized. There's a lot of psychedelic, just, you know, I can go down to the juice bar and buy mushrooms. They don't sell them over the counter, but I can get them because I know they have them. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of interesting things happening, I think, out here in that regard too. Not that right. place is going to the jungle and getting the full experience, but, you know, just think hopefully right. soon there'll be, you know.
Totally. Well, out here in Colorado also, I think psilocybin is about to be decriminalized. And there is this one workshop I'm doing with my roommate Art at some kind of collective. I can't remember the name right now. But yeah, we'll see what's the best way to do this. Because if I'm going to open up the Pandora's box of powerful psychedelic medicines, it has to be done with full responsibility, respect,
right.
shamanic. You know, I wouldn't want to just be like, okay, really, let's just do mushrooms and see what happens. I would never want anyone to get hurt in any kind of way by doing something that maybe it's not the best match with that particular person. So we'll see what we can manifest in the future, but hopefully psychedelics and natural plant medicine in general becomes less of a taboo, more liberated and legal, so we can do them together in harmony and communion as a community.
Totally agree. As long as you have your Costco card with you, you'll be good though. That's your
good one.
You should have at your retreat, you know.
That's pretty
anyway
good.
Right,
dude, congratulations on everything. Man, and thanks for having me up here.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for joining us. It's so fun.
Yeah, man. All right, talk to you guys later.
Blessings.
Bye. Thanks for coming up. I appreciate so I think after this is Fungible, Skits, Flip, Dior, Will.
It's like,
hey, what's up, everyone? Oh, sorry, Deez.
No, I'm just like, feels like a massive fanboy opportunity for me, having like Killer Acid and Chris up here.
Yay.
I'm tripping on shrooms. It's like,
yeah.
Feels like it's not reality sometimes.
you and me both, buddy. You and me both. I'm right there with you on that plane, man. Yeah, I just wanted to come up and say, just, I'm so glad and appreciative to have discovered you and your art, Chris. I absolutely love it. I was lucky enough to mint at the beginning, and I've loved like diving into some of your past work and just getting to know the gang. It's so funny, often, you know, friends and family have a hard time wrapping their heads around why, you know, some of my NFTs have value. And when I shared your art and the Galactic Gang, it totally clicked for them. You're like, oh, this makes sense. Like, this absolutely makes sense. Like, this is incredible art. And that's not always the case. They get it sometimes, but a lot of the time they're like, I don't see how larva chads are really, you know, commanding that price point. But with the Galactic Gang and with your work, it was, you know, a no brainer for them. Appreciate you. And just stoked to be here.
Oh, thanks, man. That's so nice of you to say. Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks for getting in the gang and investing and believing in us. And this whole discussion to explain the value of NFT to the normal people, it's interesting, you know, it's a long discussion, you know, because they're just like, why is this JPEG valuable? And, you know, I got plenty of haters out there and they don't really get it. And they think I'm pulling some kind of scam with this thing. And it's like, no, it's the people who give value in the same way that people give value to money. We're all agreeing that something has value or not. And in my case, I'm putting down, you know, couple decades of my career and the street cred or whatever you want to call it that I've gathered that I don't want to ruin by doing some kind of rug pull or whatever it's called. Like, I don't want to be like, okay, give me your money and then disappear and then everybody be pissed off at me. So I want to not only give them the value that they invested into, but even more. And that is the world we're creating together, a world where we're creating our own monetary system and currency and art becoming money and using art to raise money for charitable situations and hopefully rescuing the environmental situation. And yeah, we got the power now, or at least some power, definitely not as much power as Babylon's system, but we're in there in the game and we're trying to figure it out together, and we're supporting each other in this situation. So I'm just grateful for all of you guys. You guys make the Galactic Gang happen. I'm just, you know, the guy making the art or poster boy or whatever, but it's you guys that make it all work out. So I'm grateful to you as much as you might be grateful to me.
Deep. That's epic. But yeah, no, I completely agree.
Thanks, Kyle.
Yeah, it's a special time. Like, it really is. It feels like we're at a real inflection point in terms of changing, you know, the impact that the average person can have in the world. Decentralizing power is a huge step towards that, and creating, you know, building a creator economy and valuing the work and contribution of artists is happening at, you know, completely unprecedented levels. And then in the psychedelic space, like, things seem to really be opening up and evolving, you know, not necessarily at the pace that we might all love to see. But I know people currently in Canada that are receiving like government approved training to become psychedelic therapists and counselors. Mm-hmm. And they're, you know, working and learning with psychiatrists, counselors, like registered clinical counselors, medical doctors, and are doing so in, you know, in a way that's been completely approved by the government here. And in line with MAPS Canada too. So it's really exciting, and I'm really happy that you're a part of the NFT space. And yeah, it's exciting, man.
Yeah, it's super awesome. I'm really happy that this is happening both for psychedelics and NFTs. Basically, all these good communities are popping up and gaining a little bit of momentum. Definitely, once again, we would compare it with Babylon system. We're just really at the beginning, but we got enough momentum that we know where this is going. And when we combine things like the psychedelic community and the NFT space or cryptocurrency, I think there's a lot of potential there, because I guess that's where we get funding to keep on devoting a lot of our time in order to promote positive art and ideas into the world. So yeah, I'm stoked for it all. We're really at the dawn of the psychedelic renaissance that has to happen in order to rescue the world from its own, I don't know, sleepiness. I don't know what to call it. I don't want to be judgmental, but yeah, we still got a lot to grow up, and psychedelics are there to help us truly realize who we are and what we're meant to do.
Yeah, epic. And then two things. We've been going for almost 2 hours now, so we'll probably start wrapping it up here soon. And we'll have another talk as well. If you want to go ahead and say what you're doing tomorrow and give a little leadway to that.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you mind if I pin that up top?
Yeah, go ahead.
So yeah, tomorrow we'll be hosting myself and Henry from another project host weekly psychedelics and NFT spaces. And I've been told that, Chris, you're going to have a bit of time to join us tomorrow. I hope that's still the case.
Okay. What time is it?
It'll be at 9, starting off at 9:30 Pacific time. Okay. If that works.
10:30. Yeah, I was from 10:30 our time.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool, yeah. I think I can make it.
That'd be dope. But yeah, no pressure. We'll be doing it every Friday. I'll just pop it up there. But yeah, so anyone's welcome to come. There's something really interesting in the overlapping between the communities of, you know, people interested in psychedelics and people interested in NFTs.
Is it like a specific crew or movement, or is it just general psychedelic people of the NFT community?
Just general, yeah. Like, I noticed a real, a lot of interest every time. Like, I think I was on a space with Deez, and the topic came up, and we ended up going on about psychedelics for ages. And it's something that I've been, you know, personally very interested in, invested in the past. And then Henry of the Fungible Fungi Collection, they raised a bunch of money for psychedelic research. So it made sense, like, hey, why don't we just open up a dialogue and see who wants to talk and share their experiences, ask questions, and try and get some artists who, you know, have been influenced or had their lives kind of impacted by psychedelics. So yeah, it's whoever wants to come. But you and everyone else here, more than welcome.
Cool. Thank you. Yeah, I'll be there.
He has lots of talks. And then we also, I might as well throw it out there, we have one with the World of Humans later that day as well. So I'll be posting about that. I made a post on the announcements in our Discord of all the three Twitter spaces. I know it's kind of a lot, but, you know, I can't stop momentum. So I'm not going to say no to a Twitter space. But so thank you, and I'm excited to see tomorrow what all the topics that are discussed.
Wait, I got one thing to say. Who's ready for Fees? What the fuck?
Yeah, it's pretty. It's coming pretty soon.
We are literally 4 minutes, 50 seconds away. All right, 3 minutes, 30 seconds. Everyone hit a bowl.
You're a gas war. But we are wrapping up because it is almost that time, and I bet you a lot of people are. And you did remind me, so now I should go downstairs and get.
Bro, we should wrap up the minute the claim opens. That's when we should wrap up. That way we can all just laugh at Ethereum gas fees real quick.
Why can't we do it together?
What?
So are we just claiming the token and trying to dump it on each other ASAP? Is that that one of them?
I don't know. Here's the thing, though. Let's just talk about something real quick. You got SOS that came out. Everybody thought it was going to go down because it was a huge free airdrop. Then you had the next one was Lux. Huge airdrop. Everyone thought it was going down, right? Both of them were by really good companies or really good, you know, teams. And so I think Fees out what the fuck is going to be similar because it's by a really good team, right? So I'm thinking this could go up.
I am not as confident in this as I am in Lux. But I'm also an angel investor in Lux, so.
Definitely.
I don't understand anything you guys are saying.
Let's just put it this way. D's made more money by being in Lux. Yo, Lux was sick. Honestly, I'm so happy on Lux right now.
It's been beyond my wildest imaginations. I didn't run the numbers fully. When handed the opportunity to invest. And yeah, it's been crazy to actually watch it in production manifest.
Well, yeah. Dude, let's be real. Lux Rare is just a better platform at this current moment. There are like, I think there's like one or two features I wish they would add that I think OpenSea has that they haven't exactly like added yet. But I feel like, Lux Rare is more about community, which means they'll be more open to community suggestion. Whereas like OpenSea is like, oh, we don't really feel like doing it, and we don't really care about you guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I definitely feel the community shift with Lux. I'm gonna be curious, like as a buyer, obviously there's a lot lacking on the platform that I think you want to see. I think Pranksy's made a pretty good thread, kind of just detailing like some of the things we want to see as buyers. But for having just an open dialogue with the company, it's really fucking nice compared to OpenSea, where it's just the black box of you're screaming on Twitter into the abyss, hoping that somebody sees something and changes something.
I actually got an email back, but it was from November when I put it in.
Yeah, why is Galactic Gang still not verified? We've literally sent like 4 emails. We've added them on Twitter. Like, why?
It's everyone. Go look at all the corrections.
They're busy counting money, I think.
Yeah, they're really taking their fucking time.
It's hitting themselves and it's hurting them at the end of the day. So, I mean, if it's not looks rare, then something else will come up. I mean, everyone's always said the OpenSea could be, you know, the Napster. So who knows what the next NFT marketplace comes along. But yeah, definitely a community approach, I think, is definitely way better. I mean, the communication there, just that simple communication makes so much more barrier.
Like, they literally made $4 billion. I think it was like $4.4 billion between two people or something. Each one of them got away with like 2.2. You're telling me they can't just take $100 million of that, all right, and just buy a support team? Come on.
I mean, yeah, it's pretty... across the board. I mean, I know they hired the person from Lyft, but I know it's something. I don't know what exactly his role is again.
You know what I think? I think the code behind it is just so. It has to be the code behind it. That's the reason why they don't want to give it to like a team, because the code behind it might be too, you know, crazy, and like they're basically scripting everything to get everything going. You know, rather than having like an entire, you know, open face, you know, maybe back end or something. I'm not really sure.
Well, in 1 minute, you can claim your fees. What the fuck? So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I don't know. You can do whatever you want with it.
Cool. Well, it's nice speaking to all you nice people today. Thank you for coming together.
Chris, before you go, quick question.
Yes, dear Dej. Dijon.
How many psychedelics did you take to really kind of narrow down and like really perfect this art?
342. I don't know.
Let's fucking go.
I haven't really counted. Basically, I was doing my art before psychedelics, and it was already.
I mean, you must have seen these guys, right? Because, like, I'm not even trying to lie, but like 2 years ago, I was in Bali with my friends. First time I tried shrooms. We just kind of did it, and it was like honestly one of the best experiences. And I saw these guys. I saw these same creatures, but I mean, like the whole effect really, like, you know, stick, like, you know, like it really stayed with me, like, you know, for like 2 years plus, and that was really great. And it was like a fresh snowfall. Like, it was super refreshing. But I definitely remember these creatures. But I think I need to do it a couple of times to really, you know, perfect this art. So, I mean, honestly, I think the shapes, the colors, everything is super beautiful. I really love it. I think you killed it, man.
Thank you. Well, it's not like I go into the psychedelic space and I start taking notes and start sketching in there. I'm just working through my realization of what is everythingness and who am I in that whole painting of life and creation. Some things come through, and some things come through past psychedelics. You know, it's the world of imagination to me. And then when you do psychedelics, some things can be confirmed. But a lot of that, what I see in there, it's not really what I paint. But what I paint is what I feel. It's hard to describe. None of the things that I've painted I've actually seen in that space, but it has the vibration of that space. And the space has shaped me. So I become like the brush in the hands of God who's painting with me. So it's not about me. I'm just channeling something past me that I might not even truly understand fully, but I'm open to it. And I'm happy to be of service to it and to the community that appreciates it and finds themselves in reflection to what I bring through.
Honestly, you just sound like such a vibe. I'd love to hopefully one day get to meet you and like possibly thanks. Like do shrooms with you, maybe watch like Flintstones and just fucking
watch. Thanks, man. The Flintstones, that's what you watch when you're tripping.
Well, I actually we had Cheetos and we had orange juice and we actually watched the Jetsons.
Oh wow.
And that was quite crazy, dude. Jetsons literally, but I think Flintstones is a vibe as well.
I used to love it as a kid. I think when I do psychedelics, I turn off the TV myself and I turn off the lights. The only thing that stays on is music, but I put on a blindfold even, and I just sit by myself in my living room and I go inside and see what I find inside. That's more of my approach.
Especially for me, it was like my first time. So it started off really well. Like we started off with some cartoons. Then we kind of got in the pool because we were actually in Bali at my friend's villa. Uh-huh. And we got in the pool and then we just spoke about like everything, like life, politics, art, music, mm-hmm. just like relationships, like, you know, all kinds of stuff. And it's super eye opening. And I think the experience like stays with you. I honestly think if you want it to kind of stay with you, it stays with you. So it's super refreshing. And yeah, I think I learned a lot in those 16 hours and it was crazy. And I'm just
wow, 16 hours. It was how many shrooms did you eat?
I actually don't remember because we got it from our driver in Bali and he was a super lit guy.
Wow.
And yeah.
Bali's awesome. A trippy place to do that too. There's so many spirits.
Bali's
there.
Beautiful for sure, for sure.
Bali and is a psychedelic.
Literally like in this art, like especially like the Galactic Gang, PFP, like even that green beard, like that's so trippy. Like if you just look at the beard, like honestly, if you're on psychedelics and you look at this art, I'm sure these shapes are going to be moving for sure.
Totally. Well,
I can confirm.
Nice.
Let's go, Jeez.
Beautiful. Well, thank you for your resonance. And yeah, may we keep on learning from these plant teachers and medicines.
Dude, honestly,
keep
educating the people. I know people like talk about 2022, play to earn, but fuck all that. I think it's going to be all about play to learn. We're building a project all about play to learn with my Bored Ape boys in Singapore. So I think play to learn is going to be the big underdog. So educate the people, man. I think psychedelics really preach to a lot of people and I think it should be, you know, it should be more like preached and stuff. So I'm so happy that you guys are doing this. It's amazing.
Right.
I'm buying one more right now. Let's fucking go.
Amazing. Thank you for your support. Yeah, like I try my best to just live and do the things that resonate with me and be honest about it. And then if other people wanna like try anything out and see if it's for them, that's cool too. But I really am careful about telling the whole world like, hey, everybody, this is what I'm doing and you should do it too, because we're all so different and we all got different sensitivities. I know that not every psychedelic is for me. Some agree with me, others are too sharp. And I'm a sensitive man that doesn't want his consciousness broken in two, like happened to my uncle or my grandfather. So I'm very respectful with this. And I do know that these medicines are here to help us and heal us, but also mad respect, you know, because it's very potent technologies.
Cool. All right. Well, I guess we'll wrap it up there. It's been a long 2 hours, some good talks. We're going to be having another one tomorrow. Tomorrow morning, we'll be posting about it shortly. Thank you everyone for coming out. I hope you guys enjoyed it. Go download the app and use some of the assets. Go try it out. And we'll probably be working on a giveaway to be entered if you use it. And we want to get familiar with the app. And then we'll be working towards developing a lot more AR stuff, whether it be merchandise, murals, or just filters and 3D assets for metaverse. So that was the pretty big thing. I appreciate Deez for kind of raging this with me. And we had a really good turnout, really good questions, and super stoked on the community. And we'll see you guys tomorrow for his talk with Chris. So head over to Discord and have a good rest of your night.
Yeah, thank you, Kyle.
Thank you for hosting the space, man. Great talking with you, Chris, always.
Thank you. Blessings to everybody.
Good night, GDs. Thank you for joining, everyone.
Yeah, if you have any other questions we didn't get to, go to Discord and I'll try and.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the Galactic Gang Psychedelics Alpha and More Space, recorded on Wednesday, January 12, 2022. This episode of The Ether was brought to you by LuArt. LuArt is the first gamified NFT platform built on the Terra network. LuArt provides a seamless minting and trading experience, all while earning you rewards just for being a user. Are you ready to put your helmet on and join the movement? Find out more at luart.io. TerraSpaces appreciates their support. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. Laying there at night while I'm counting sheep. Brain on repeat, no amount of please. Would you shut the fuck up? Yo, I'm trying to sleep. Not till you write it down to remind your genius ass in the morning. When you wake up to realize it was nothing more than a weird dream. And you feel like everybody's on the tape, but things aren't always what they seem. What's real to me isn't real to you. Living this reality is barely new. And if you've seen this little feud, you'd be filling up your gas tanks too. We're living in a fucking simulation of a simulation. Don't look back or you'll get sucked into the miscommunication. All this dumb fucking ruckus, drink bleach here. Keep a tight demeanor and swing for the bleachers.
This ball is crushed.
I feel like I wanna kick the bucket over, spill the fun, release some of the means of hunting all these silly motherfuckers coming at us like we don't got a bunch of guns or something. These are fucked up times we're living in, and I don't need the judgment. Free to suffer, no need to suffer, the leaders busted freedom, hunter disagreements, wander cold streets filled with screaming bottom feeders. Take me to your leaders, blasting propaganda through the speakers. So if you wanna build, let's build. But if you wanna steal, get buried in the field. Double duty at the Rockin' Rudy, coppin' fruity, not a newbie. Got the rubies, hopful, looking like Chewbacca, threw me through the window. Fuckin' sue me, now I'm looking all hypnotic, bougie, with a bunch of suckers I went to school with who barely knew me. Students sitting here, fucking clueless, looking at the next duck, trying to see who the goose is. Should've paid more attention to the hole in the boat. Now tell me why y'all still vote. Terra Spaces.